I'm not looking for an immediate ROI because I know the more stuff, I want to create awareness in my community. I don't want to be obscure. I want people to know who I am. You know, one of the biggest killers of businesses is obscurity. People just not knowing who you are. So by he's like, I want to put stuff out and basically be top of mind awareness. And there's some of you watching this, you might want to write this down. Marketing is not about people remembering who you are. It's about you reminding them.
Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. Each week, we share simple, effective, easily actionable, and proven heart-centered marketing strategies. And now your hosts, Dr. Angus Pike and Dr. Tony Rose.
Welcome to this episode of Marketing Your Practice podcast. Today, we had the great pleasure of interviewing Chris Burfield, a social media, Facebook advertising expert, all-around nice guy. What a great interview. Chris dived into what people should be doing with their social media content, how you should be posting, what type of content. He also gave a really great strategy on some video marketing, the content, what type of videos. And what I thought was really powerful is what to do with those videos afterwards, about repurposing those, where we put them, what we do with them, what we don't do with them. And he also gave some great topics for people, some really catchy topics, and a little twist of how to get around Facebook's rules and regulations when looking at symptoms. That was pretty cool too.
Yeah. So if you're frustrated with social media, don't know where to go with it, you've tried it in the past, it's failed for you, then today's podcast is really a blueprint that'll start you right from the beginning and let you know what to do, how to do it, so you can start to see some success with your social media marketing, whether it be Instagram, Facebook as well. So love this interview. Jump on in and enjoy.
Enjoy. Chris Burfield, welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast. Great to see you, buddy.
Hey, man. It's good to see you guys too. It's been a while.
It has been a little while. Always a pleasure. Always look forward to my chats with you. I know they're going to be a mixture of wonderful wisdom, pearls of wisdom, and the occasional chuckle as well. So Chris is one of the most fun people that Tony and I get to hang with as well. So we're excited to chat with you today as well. So today we're going to be talking all things Facebook or social media as well. And it's one of those areas that for us as health practitioners, we dip our toes in it. Is it a waste of time? I don't want to be on there. I've tried social media marketing. I've never made it work. So let's start with this big question. Should health practitioners, should they be using social media to share their message with their community? So let's jump off with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hands down, no questions asked. You should be using it in some way, form, or fashion. There is no better time in the history of chiropractic in the history of the world, even just to be able to have a message that you believe strongly in and that you live by and be able to communicate it to people in your community or around the globe in like literally seconds. You know, it's like, you know, whether you're doing a Facebook Live and you're reaching a community of, you know, you're marketing the community of 100,000 people and you do a Facebook Live and you get like, you know, 50, 60 shares off it. And all of a sudden, you know, in a matter of 24 hours, you've reached 3,000 people in your community that have heard that message, you know. So whether you're doing Facebook Live or you're just simply boosting a post or, you know, or actually paying for traffic through it, it should be a no-brainer for every practitioner. But I understand that there is frustration that goes along with it, especially when you don't fully understand the platform. And I know that can kind of hold people back a little bit, but yeah, I mean, absolutely, you should be using it.
Okay, so I'm going to be using it. So with our audience here, and certainly not just chiropractors that are listening to, how should I be using it? So if tomorrow I'm going to dip my toes in, I'm going to start with this whole social media world, do you have a platform that you'd recommend? Or should I be across all of them? Should I be on Instagram? Should I be on YouTube, Facebook? You know, should it be LinkedIn? Where do I begin and what sort of posts, what sort of information should I be putting on there?
Yeah, well, you know, so Facebook is still the big dog, right? I mean, sure, we've seen stuff in the news lately where their stock dropped drastically and They're losing their user base and whatnot. But all in all, there's still like 2 billion people plus on Facebook, you know? So I would, like, I recommend to people that, you know, that I talk with or clients that, you know, a great place to start is just with Facebook, right? So, and a great place to start on Facebook is really, especially if you have a message that you want to get out to people, to do a Facebook Live. And don't do them like, you know, you don't have to do like a 30-minute presentation or anything like that. You can literally just kind of like give people like, you know, your tip of the day, or, you know, let's say, you know, if you're a healthcare practitioner and you had a patient that came into your practice and they were just like, hey, doc, like, you know, I don't know what you did yesterday, but this is the first time in like 5 years that I've been out of pain. You know, so if you get that person, you can ask them. There's two things you can do with this. One, you can just say, oh my gosh, that is amazing. I'm so happy for you. You know, give them a big hug and stuff like that. And then get them excited about it. And then just say, hey, you know, would you do me a favor? I'm going to go live on Facebook. Do I have your permission to, like, will you be on here with me and just kind of tell people what you just told me? And then go live, right? Just bust out your phone, go live right there in the office and have that patient, like, just ask that person, like, so, all right, so this is Mary. You know, Mary's been coming here for a few weeks and she just told me something really, really exciting. And I have to share it with you guys. And I thought there was no better way to do it than to just go live on the spot. So I'm kind of putting Mary on the spot here. But Mary, would you just kind of tell everybody, you know, what was life like before you came here? Like, what were you going through? And then just kind of let Mary explain what she was going through and then say, okay, so you've been coming here 3 weeks now. And today you just walked in here and told me something. What did you just tell me? Well, Doc, I just told you that, like, I don't know what you did yesterday, but this is the first day in 5 years that I have not had pain. And then you just be like, boom, high fiver. You know what I mean? Have fun with it, you know? Give her a big hug on camera. You know, I'm so happy for you. You know, that sort of thing. Show people that you're excited about your patients getting results. That would be one way of doing it. Another way would be, you know, if you feel uncomfortable with asking a patient or something or somebody to go live on the spot with you, then you can just go live after they leave and just be like, I've got to share something with you guys. Something incredible just happened here in the office. And it warms my heart every time this happens. But I just had a patient that came in who's been in pain for 5 years. Here's what she was going through. And she just came in today and said, Doc, I don't know what you did yesterday, but this is the first time in 5 years I've been out of pain. And then you could go and you could explain. So, you know, I explained to Mary then, okay, here's what I did, you know, and then you can say, this is what I did. You know, if you're a chiropractor watching this, I know there are other healthcare professionals, but, you know, what I did is I removed interference from Mary's nervous system. And now her body's healing. That's what I did. You know, so you can just like, just do something simple like that. Gosh, it would take you 2 or 3 minutes to do that. And what I kind of like that type of live format is that you don't have to come up with content. You're basically, it's documentation versus content creation, which our buddy Gary Vaynerchuk talks a lot about that, right? Document, don't create, right? So like, if you just kind of document what's going on in your office, give people a behind the scenes look at some things, like maybe you guys are getting ready for a patient appreciation day or something of that sort, or you're having your 20th anniversary party, just go live on Facebook and show people that type of stuff. People love behind the scenes stuff. So I think that's a simple way for people to just jump in the game and get their feet wet.
Yeah, beautiful, Chris. I'm interested. You mentioned a couple of things there, but why live? Like, why wouldn't we do pre-recorded? Why aren't we doing photos? Why aren't we doing text? What is it about going live on Facebook that, I don't know, it makes it easier? Is it that it has better reach? What are some of the benefits?
Yeah, you know, the biggest benefit is just the fact that Facebook helps you with it. So like if I do a pre-recorded video and I upload it, it appears in the newsfeed. But nobody gets notified that I posted. So, you know, they may go log into their newsfeed and, you know, maybe I'm getting a lot of engagement on that pre-recorded video. And because of that, you know, the algorithm says, oh, hey, look, this video is getting lots of engagement. Of all the other stuff posted today, this one has like 23 comments and 60 likes, you know? So they'll put it like at the top of your newsfeed when you first log in, because they feel like that's probably one of the, it's relevant to the audience because obviously people are engaging with it. But what I like about live is that when you go live, you know, you get that notification from people. Hey, Chris Burfield is live, you know? And like, if you're even like, if you're on the desktop, like if you're not on a mobile device and you're on the desktop in the bottom left-hand corner, if somebody goes live, I actually see a little tiny video appear down in the bottom left-hand corner of my screen. So it makes it really easy to click and just get to it. And that's what I like about live, is that Facebook's actually helping you build an audience for that live. So how long that'll last, I don't know. You know, maybe something else will come down the pike and that'll change. But like, you know, Facebook's changing all the time. But that's been that way for a couple of years or more right now. So that is one reason why I recommend people going live. It's actually the main reason.
So here in Australia, as things are currently, we're not allowed to share testimonials. So certainly registered health professionals aren't. So we couldn't share those examples, like you said beforehand. But let's talk about what are some other things that we could do with a live video. So if I can't, you know, you touched on a couple before as well. So if someone's like, I like this idea of live video, I want to kind of get into it. What are some other things that they could share in a live video if they can't give a testimonial or have a patient give a testimonial?
That's cool. Well, actually, and that actually brings up a question, and I have some ideas for that as well. But so I know that you're not allowed to give the testimonials, like you said. Are you allowed to report case studies? You know what I mean? Where you can say, I had a patient that came in and here's what happened to her. Or is that like a big no-no as well for you guys, or a gray area?
It's probably a gray area, and not one that I would feel comfortable recommending people do. It's a gray area. Some people are getting away with it. I mean, I think there are plenty other things that people can make videos about. Certainly testimonials are super powerful. And by all means, if wherever you're practicing, you can use testimonials, then what Chris gave you before is a phenomenal template of exactly how to do a testimonial, whether you're doing it by yourself or with the patient. What was life like before? Yeah. What was life like after? Simple, but really profound as well. But let's just assume that we can't do a case study. Unless it was a published case study, you could certainly go over it then. But let's put that to the side.
I don't got any of that. Okay, cool. So, you know, the other thing that I recommend is, first of all, there are things that you teach your patients on a daily basis in your practice, you know, whether it is, you know, proper sleeping positions, maybe you're giving them tips on how to prevent text neck. Maybe you're giving them some advice on, you know, if you have a nutritional practice, you're giving them nutritional advice. So those things that you're already doing in your practice, you could do those exact same things on Facebook. And you can do pre-recorded video, or you can, you know, go live with like a weekly tip sort of thing. That would be one thing that you would do. And the way I would open that up, and I know that you guys teach a lot of video marketing and stuff. So like, you know, I'm just going to kind of share how I do video and stuff. So people, obviously, you know, Angus and Tony are the experts at that, but I'll just kind of share what I do. So like when I do a video, I always want to open up with like, and set the hook, right? Right away. Like I want to tell people what this video is going to be about. So that way, I don't spend 2 minutes talking about nothing and they tune out 10 seconds in because I'm just rambling stuff, right? So I try to be very concise. So like I do these little 2 minute tip videos called The Vault, and I'll come on, I'll say, hey, it's Chris Burfield, and I'm coming to you live from inside the vault here at my secret headquarters at Van Burk Media. And today's top tip is 3 ways to build an email list without spending a dime. Right. So that might be my marketing tip. So I've set that hook like right in the beginning, and then I go into the content portion of it, and then always, always, always do a call to action. Now, whether your call to action is for them to go and buy something, or your call to action is for them to just like and share, there should always be a call to action at the end of each video as well. But you can simply just take some of the stuff that you're already teaching, like some of the ad campaigns that I've run with chiropractors, we've done ad campaigns based around certain symptoms, right? So for example, migraine headaches. And one of the videos that we do in there is we just teach people 4 secret trigger points that they can do to help minimize the effects of their migraines. And then all the video is just the doctor just going through and pointing out some different trigger points that a person can try. It's just a helpful tip, a piece of advice, right? Hoping that maybe the person watching that on the other end, the next time a migraine happens, they'll try that. And we know, like, if, you know, there's usually a greater underlying cause where that is not going to fix their problem. But if they can get some sort of relief from the tips and advice that we give, then what we're doing is we're giving them a result in advance, right? So we're demonstrating them to them that we can help them by actually helping them. So they feel a migraine coming on, they try these trigger points, and instead of the migraine escalating to a 10 out of 10, this time it's a 7 out of 10. And they're just like, wow, that was actually really helpful. So, and that's where you begin to earn the trust of people in your community as well. So that's like one video. Another video with the migraines is, you know, the 2 best sleeping positions. And we talk about cervical support, right? Having a pillow that has like a cervical pillow where it can help support the curvature in their neck if they're going to sleep on their side. We, you know, they make sure they have a pillow that their head's not tilted up or tilted down, that it keeps their spine in alignment. Put a pillow between your knees to keep your pelvis level. And you just do this in a demonstration video. And these are the other type of videos that I really like, is demonstration videos, because again, you don't have to feel like you have to be scripted or know exactly what you're going to say, because some people get hung up on that, especially when it comes to making video. Everything has to be perfect. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? It's like, and I used to be like that years ago when I started making video. And this is no joke, like to make a 3-minute video, it would literally take me an hour. Just because like I'd get in there and I'd be like, oh man, I meant to say this, not that. And oh, you know, I, you know, stuttered over my words, cut, let's do it again. You know, and I would go through like just trying to get it perfect. And then I got to a point where I was just like, fuck it. I'm just going to do it. And it is what it is, you know? And that really minimized how long it took me to do video, made me more proficient at it. However, the demonstration videos, like demonstrating, you know, trigger points, demonstrating sleeping positions, demonstrating, like I would go to the grocery store and go, like if there are, let's say there are 5 foods that are known to trigger migraines, go to the grocery store, buy those food items, set them on a table in front of you, and then go through each one. So food number 1 to stay away from is fermented cheese, and here's why. And you pick the cheese up, and just like in show and tell in kindergarten and stuff, you know, you hold up your cheese and you're like, you hold it up and you explain, you know, here's why, blah, 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 you know, and you go through and you explain to people just, hey, stay away from these foods. This is going to help you not have major effects of migraines, or help maybe even possibly prevent them from coming on. So it's just things like that, though. One of the, a real popular video, I did this with a guy a few years ago. This was actually a lot of fun. And I think, you know, people watching this may want to try something like this. So I worked with a guy who was in Manhattan in New York, and he wanted to do this campaign that was called Heads Up Manhattan. And it was a video that we did to help raise awareness about Tex-Mex. So what he did is he went down into Manhattan. There's a market there called the Chelsea Markets. And he's at the Chelsea Markets and he's just like, hey, it's Dr. Matt. And I'm here today. I'm at the Chelsea Markets in downtown Manhattan. And that's another thing, just on a side note, having like location like that outside of your office can really grab people's attention as well. So don't be afraid to step out of the office and do stuff. So he's there, you know, hey, I just wanted to, you know, bring up something that I've been noticing all over Manhattan, and it's called Tex-Mex, and it is a major epidemic. And here's what that is. And he explained, you know, looking at your mobile device or your, you know, you having your laptop on your lap and your next bed. And he said, so what we're going to do right now is we're going to go for a little walk through the Chelsea Markets. And I want you to count along with me how many people are exhibiting Tex-Mex in the Chelsea Market. How many people have their face buried in their device with their neck bent? So what he did is he turned the camera around like in a first-person point of view, and he just went for like a 50-foot walk. And as he went, he was kind of like panning from side to side so you could see all these people. And every person that had their text, there was 38 of them in a 50-foot walk, 38 people like this. And what we did is we just put like a little, like on the first person, we put a little number one above their head. And when we edited it, put a little number one and then put a little bell that went ding. And then when the second person was there, number two, ding. And then there were like six people in a row and it was like ding, 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 ding. You know, so like, and then, so we did that. And that video is on YouTube. And I think it's called Heads Up Manhattan, if I remember, but it has like 100,000 views on it right now. I think it's actually 120,000 if I'm right. But like that helped raise a lot of awareness in his community for TextNeck. So it's kind of like doing those public service announcement type videos as well, having fun with it and making it, having an element of some entertainment in it. And you don't have to like sit down and strategically figure out like, all right, how am I going to, you know, I need to make sure I, you know, tell a joke at this point and make people laugh. You know what I mean? But you just like, just having, being out in the open and moving around and moving your camera around and seeing, you know, letting people, where it's not just like a static image of just that a talking head to them the whole time. You know, that's another big attention grabber, just getting out and about and, you know, doing stuff like that.
I think you mentioned the procrastination, you know, wanting everything to be perfect or, you know, for a lot of people, it's having the right technology that they procrastinate on. And I think that's one of the reasons why we love live video is because it gets rid of all of that. It's live. It's done. You're on air. It's done. There's no editing. There's no setup. It's just off you go live. But Chris, I'm interested now. So you're saying, you know, put this great content out there, be helpful, increasing your level of trust by actually helping people through this content. What are we going to do with it then? Is it a matter of just simply having it there in your news feed? Are we then boosting it? Are we paying for advertising? What's working at the moment as far as from a health practitioner's point of view? What should they do with that great content?
Yeah, so you want to repurpose your content. You know, if you're going to do a live video or you do a pre-recorded video and you post it on your page and it actually gets some traction, that's a great way to actually determine whether or not your content is good. Did it get some traction? You know, did people like it? Did they comment on it? Did they share it? That sort of thing. And if you put out a piece of content and you see that it's got some traction, then I would go and I would repurpose that. So a couple of things or a few things that you can do with it. One is that your patients need to see that. So they may or may not see it on Facebook when you post it to your page or your personal profile or however you're doing Facebook. They may not see it. So one of the things I would do is I would take that video, I would download it. If you go to Google and type in like Facebook video downloader, there's like a free website. And I think it's like fbdownloader.com. I think that's what it is, or fbdownloader.net. And you can take the URL, the website address, like on Facebook, when you click on that video, it pops open and then there's like a URL at the top. You can copy that, put it into FB Downloader, and then just click download, and it will download that video from Facebook right onto your desktop. That's one way of doing it. I think they also offer a download button, Facebook, like in your account. You can just click download and download it. But now that it's on your desktop, what you want to do is you want to go over to YouTube and upload it to your YouTube channel. And then there's a couple of things you can do with it from there. One is that you can take the link, the YouTube link, and send it out in an email broadcast to your patient base and just drive them directly over to YouTube. That's the simplest way to do it. Hey, I made this video here. It's about TextNeck and, you know, here's why you should watch it. Go check it out. And you drive them over to YouTube. And now they're watching your content over there. Another thing you can do is if you're a chiropractor that does blogging, you can just take the embed code, put it on your blog, and then drive traffic to your blog through email as well. Like on my blog, what I do is I have my videos, and then I have a closed group on Facebook, and it's called Propaganda Marketing Machine. And what I'll do is I will post my video and then directly under it on my blog, I've got a button there that says, hey, did you enjoy this video? I post videos just like this inside my closed group on Facebook. And, you know, I give out some of my best content here, come join the community. And I give them a button to click and then it opens up Facebook and now they're over at my group and they join it. So that's the way to kind of maybe double up on some things, right? If you're going to post it to your blog. Another thing that you could do is you could take like, so you have it on YouTube and you can take that clip that you downloaded, edit out like a 1 minute clip of it. Just pick like 1 minute of like some of the best part of that video, and then you can upload it to Instagram and then just put a link in your bio that says to catch the, and in the status update of your Instagram post, you say to catch the full video, just click the link in my bio. Now, if you're doing that, you're going to have to, like every time you post a video, you're going to have to change out that link in your bio, but it's pretty simple. But you'll change it out and then people can go there. And again, now they're on Instagram. Now they're going over to YouTube and seeing you over there. And if you're doing search engine optimization right on YouTube, in the description section of your video, you're going to have a link to your website. So you've got this, you know, these Facebook people that saw your video, you've downloaded it, you've put it on Instagram. People now on Instagram see it. They click on the YouTube link, they go over to YouTube, and now they're on YouTube watching your stuff, and they're like, oh, he's got a website. And then they click on the website, and they go over. So, you know, you're getting, by doing that, you're creating what's called mirror exposure effect. So mirror exposure effect, I've talked about this in the past, it's like where somebody sees you so much and so often, they basically see you everywhere, that they tend to have a preference or a liking for you. And as a result of that, eventually, when they feel like they need you, they're going to contact you because you're the person that's constantly putting out content to them, helping them out, giving them tips and advice, positioning yourself as an expert in the community. And that's another way you could repurpose. And then obviously, you know, I'm a huge fan of just running paid traffic to it. So upload it to Facebook, go into your ads manager. You could boost the post from your page, like if you wanted to do that, but I prefer the actual ad platform. So you go in there and set up an ad. And I know this is a little bit of advance, but you can actually create audiences based on what are called custom audiences based off of how long somebody has watched your video. Because at the end of the day, you might have got 10,000 views, but how many of them were 3 second views where somebody saw it for 3 seconds and then moved on? You don't really know. But if you create a custom audience, you can tell Facebook, anybody that watches, I got a 3 minute video here, anybody that watches 25% of this video or more, put that person into a custom audience. And then what you can do is you can then retarget that audience. So for some of the people that are familiar with Facebook ads that are watching this, they're going to understand that. For those of you that are not familiar with it, if you just go to YouTube and type in something like, you know, how to create a video custom audience, there's going to be a tutorial there for to show you how to do that. But that's what's super cool about building audiences on Facebook. You can build an audience of people that are actually engaging time and time and time again with your content. That's going to be your hot market. You got your cold market. And then you got your hot market, the fans, you know, the raving fans, the people that can't wait for your next video to come out.
Ah, man, I'll tell you what, gang, just hit rewind 10 minutes and listen to that 15 times. Chris has just
at least
given you a social media marketing course that I've read books and I've done courses that I've paid hundreds of dollars and haven't been able to is succinctly articulate what Chris did just then as well. So, buddy, that was awesome. Now, I've got some questions for you this too, because one of the things I've noticed in the videos that you've talked about, from the testimonial videos to the demonstration videos to all those kind of things, what I haven't heard you say at any stage in this video is make a video that says, hey, come into my office, half price initial consultation, and I'll throw in a free pillow. Should I be doing stuff like that? If I shouldn't be doing stuff like that, why not? Give me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, so I'm not a big fan of that, you know, and I will say that, you know, every market is a little bit different, but I'm not a big fan of trying to position yourself as the cheapest guy in town. You know who wins that game? The cheapest guy. And yeah. if you are second cheapest, you lose. So what happens is it creates cutthroat competition. Like I have literally seen, and I can show people this, I've screen capped every time I see them, it, you know, makes me want to like, you know, my gut wrenches. But there's a dude right now that's running an ad campaign in his community that says, hey, if McDonald's can give away food for a dollar and feed billions of people, I can do it too. And basically what he's doing is he's giving away these chirotherapy sessions, whatever chirotherapy is, but he's giving away chirotherapy sessions for a dollar to get them in the door. Now he's probably doing pretty decent at that. You know what I mean? Like, cause he's probably the cheapest guy in town unless somebody decides to do it for 75 cents or something like that, you know? But like, I'm not a fan of that at all because I think it really devalues what you do and what you stand for and, you know, the services that you provide. You're going to attract an audience of people that are just looking for a deal, right? So like there's a difference between a red ocean and a blue ocean, right? Blue ocean marketing, it's wide open. I'm out there all by myself, swimming, you know, and there's no competition. And then there's red ocean marketing, you know, it's filled with blood and carnage and sharks are swimming around everywhere. And when you do that type of marketing where you're competing on price, that is a highly competitive market. So why not just add more value to what you do and keep your fees at a higher price and get people saying like, I don't want to go to the cheapest guy because he doesn't really seem like he knows what he's doing. Like, I want to go to this guy because he's the guy that's actually helping me. And a story I'll share with that real quick. My mother-in-law, we were driving to the grocery store about 2 months ago and we were coming through the parking lot and there was a white sign with red lettering on it. And the sign said $19 massages. And my mother-in-law sitting in the back and I hear her go, I saw it. And then I saw my wife see it. And all of a sudden my mother-in-law speaks up and she goes, $19 massages. Ew. Like she literally said, ew. And I was just like, I said, why'd you say ew? And she's like, I don't know. She goes, that seems like shady to me. I don't think you'd get a very good quality massage for $19. Cause like she's used to paying like 75 or 90 bucks for an hour. You know what I mean? So like the cheaper you are, the more people view you as not giving quality as well. I mean, let's face it. I mean, this guy might say, hey, McDonald's can feed a million people or a billion people for a buck or whatever. But like, at the end of the day, McDonald's food is not quality food at all. You know what I mean? So like you'll attract people that are just looking for a deal and you'll attract the wrong audience. You won't attract my mother-in-law who actually has the money to pay for your care. You're going to attract the people that, you know, have to scrounge under their car seats to get the $19 together to come in. Now, that doesn't mean everybody that comes in that's going to be like that. You know, you're going to obviously have some people that come in and they're going to pay for your care and whatnot. But you're going to do a lot of work processing those patients to find those few gold nuggets. So instead of doing it that way, why not just attract a better quality audience into your practice and not have to, you know, have like this frustration of like, ah, man, we had 25 people come in this month and only 5 started care. That's a lot of work, you know, especially consider 45 minutes for a new patient visit, maybe on average, you know, and you do that 25 times, you only get 5 people versus having 10 high quality people coming in and starting 8, you know, less work, more money, you know, more people you're helping.
We talk about kind of, you know, practice magnifier number 6, which is build lifetime relationships with people. And one of the keys to building lifetime relationships with people is choosing the right people to begin with. You know, when we often give that metaphor, if you're going to walk into a bar and ask the first person to marry you, someone's going to say yes. But, you know, it's not going to be the chances of being a great marriage are probably not all that good. So, you know, when you're positioning yourself on price, as you said before, there's only one way to go and it's down there. And when you go back to everything that Chris did beforehand, with the videos that he talked about, they were all about delivering value in advance, which, you know, we share a mentor in Frank Kern who talks about delivering value in advance, positioning yourself as the expert. And when we position ourselves as the expert, we know the generalist gets paid a certain amount, but the expert always gets paid more. You know, people come into the expert ready to listen more, ready to follow their recommendations for. So, you know, our advice constantly has been, don't try and compete on price. It's a tough market to get into, you know, that you're much better off to deliver value and to build an audience there as well. So if somebody is doing all the stuff that you talked about before, how long does it take them to start to see results? You know, in your experience, they're making the videos, they're going live, you know, they're doing some of those kind of things. How long should they expect?
Yeah, great question, man. And here's what, you know, here's the biggest piece of advice I can give. Commit to the long game. Just make the commitment that I got off a phone call, and I'll share a story here with you in a second, but I'll share this story first. I got off a phone call today with a chiropractor named Aaron, and this guy gets on the call with me and he goes, hey man, he goes, I had a friend of mine who, do you guys know Paul Groy, Dr. Paul Groy? I don't know if he's from Canada. He's from Canada. He's a super cool dude. And he's like, so I got off, I was talking to Paul and he recommended I talk to you because he's like, you know, I've been wanting to run my own Facebook ads. And he thought, you know, you would be a good person to talk to. So I got on the call with him and the first thing he says, he goes, look, man, like I'm in this for the long haul with Facebook ads. I am spending money right now. I've been doing it for months. I just want to get better at it. He goes, I'm not looking for an immediate ROI. Because I know the more stuff, I want to create awareness in my community. I don't want to be obscure. I want people to know who I am. You know, one of the biggest killers of businesses is obscurity. People just not knowing who you are. So he's like, I want to put stuff out and basically be top of mind awareness. And there's some of you watching this, you might want to write this down. Marketing is not about people remembering who you are. It's about you reminding them. So he's like, so I'm in this for the long haul, man. Like, I would just want to put out great content, spend some money. I don't really care about like an immediate ROI because I know this will pay off long term. And what so there's a company called Wicked Reports. What they did is they analyzed $1.7 billion in sales on Facebook. And they found that from they tracked the customer journey. How long did it take from the time they clicked to the time they bought? And the average was 43 days. And this is where a lot of people, they don't get this and they don't know this, right? And either they don't know it or they know it and they just don't get it. And they get frustrated after running an ad for 2-3 weeks or maybe a month and they get no fruit. You know, they don't have any new patients calling them. They're like, man, I spent $500 on Facebook ads this month and I didn't get a single person from it. Like, this doesn't work. That's it. I'm going to shift gears and go do a screening or something like that, right? So it's 43 days and that's the average. You know, sometimes it takes a little less. Sometimes it takes longer. I personally, like I put out content all the time, just like you guys, right? So I've been doing it for years. I've been marketing. I've been in the chiropractic profession for 21 years. I'm not a chiropractor, but you know, I was a CA and then co-owned an office for 7 years. And then I started marketing in 2006 and teaching chiropractors about marketing. And I just put out content all the time. Like, and the stuff that I put out, rarely do I put stuff out that's just like, hey, come buy my stuff. Like, I don't hammer you on my email list saying, hey, here's something else I'm selling you today. Like I just make videos and I email them out or I'll run a Facebook ad to them or I'll just post them on my page and people consume it, right? And I get probably 5 to 6 phone calls or not phone calls, but messages, usually Facebook messages, 5 to 6 Facebook messages a week, sometimes emails of people saying, hey man, can I schedule a call with you? I want to talk to you about Facebook ads. And when I get on the call with them, more often than not, this is what I hear. Dude, I've been following you for about 2 years and I think I'm ready to pull the trigger on this Facebook ad stuff. But that's 2 years of following me, you know? So like if he were the only guy on planet Earth and I was marketing and I gave up on putting out my content, after a month or 2 months or 6 months, I would have never reached that guy. He would have never picked up the phone and he would have stopped following me because I wasn't putting stuff out. So this is a really big lesson that I would hope that healthcare professionals watching this would say, you know what? I'm going to put out great content. I'm going to genuinely help people. I'm going to demonstrate I can help them by actually helping them. And I'm going to commit to the long game. So whether I get a return on my investment the first month or not, or the second month or not, or the third month or not, I'm going to keep putting out content because eventually it's going to snowball. You know, and it's like when I first started marketing online, it wasn't like that. Nobody knew me. You know, there's still, I mean, people are watching this right now. Who's this guy? You know, but you're now being introduced to me for the first time through a piece of content that Angus and Tony are putting out, you know? So, that would be, if you're going to take anything from this call, take that advice, commit to the long game and don't waver.
It, the irony with this is, doesn't escape me because, you know, so many of us, chiropractors, natural health practitioners, we get frustrated when our patients come to us and they go, Doc, I need you to fix this now. And we're saying to them, hey, man, health is a long game. It's about the whole journey. We've got to look into this. And yet when we want to grow our practice, we want, hey, man, fix me now with this. So it makes me laugh. I want to reassure our audience because there might be some people that are sitting there now going, love the idea of all this, but this sounds overwhelming. I've got to do this. I've got to shoot that video and then I've got to put it on Instagram and I've got to upload to YouTube and then I've got to email my patients and stuff like this too. The first thing I would suggest is that you don't have to do all of those things that Chris was talking about to begin with, but man, really quickly, train your staff to do this. You know, you've got front desk staff that you're paying $25 an hour. Get them to do this stuff. Maybe you've got kids that are at an age that want to earn a bit of extra pocket money. You know, your job is this. You can't delegate the video because it needs to be you that's building, you know, the personality, the brand that's offering the value. So get yourself in front of it. But that should be the end of it for you. You know, your staff should be doing all of it from then. So, you know, sit down, train them, have Chris train them, watch his videos. I mean, he gives away and teaches all this stuff. You know, our podcast goes through all of it as well. So this shouldn't be overwhelming for you. And then also, in brackets afterwards, this is worth you investing some time in. You know, what would it be worth if you were getting another 5 or 10 high quality new patients every week? I mean, that's worth putting an hour or two into. You know, that's the kind of thing that brings a predictability to your practice, profitability to your practice, all those kind of things there as well. So what are your thoughts on outsourcing some of this stuff, Chris? What should people have to do? You know, what's your take on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think outsourcing, I mean, if you want to spend time and learn all this stuff and do it yourself, yeah, absolutely. You can, if you enjoy it, like if you really, truly enjoy like the technical side of setting things up, like even me in my own business, like I don't do that. Right. So like I have employees that like, you know, I'm the strategy guy. Right. So I'm like, okay, here's what we're going to do. Here's the campaign we're going to run for this doctor. And then I just discuss that with the team and then they go do the technical side of it. They set up the ads and the retargeting and all that stuff like that. If you don't really enjoy that, outsource it. Like, and you don't have to like, and you don't have to outsource it to like some ad agency company, just outsource it internally. Like it's not that difficult to really learn how to do this stuff. And you know, that's kind of the magic of YouTube as well. I mean, all this stuff's kind of sitting out there, you know, it's like how to set up a Facebook ad, you know, and it's boom, there's a video, let's set it up, you know, and you can have your staff, you know, do stuff like that. But like, even like, with my YouTube channel and stuff like that, like I don't really enjoy search engine optimizing. So I have a guy that I hired through a website called Upwork. So I went to Upwork. It's an outsourcing site. I think he's over in India or something like that. Cool guy, you know, but we don't really even talk that often. But I make a video, I send it to him, and he uploads it to YouTube for me. So like, even I outsource stuff. And that allows you to focus on higher priority things than that's like, you know, let's say that's a $20 an hour job. You know, it's like, you're as a doctor, you're worth more than $20 an hour. So anything like what I would do is I would look at, okay, how much did I make last year? Like not how much your clinic brought in, but how much did I make? Like how much did I bring home? Figure out your hourly wage. And then anything below that, outsource. You know, so if like if you're making $100 an hour, you know, and you got a $20, a $10 an hour job, outsource it. Don't spend your time on that stuff. So that's what I recommend.
Yeah, good one. Because one thing comes to mind, you spoke about, you know, playing the long game and that people just pull out too early if they're not getting results. I guess that there's got to be a nice blend there between actually putting out cool and helpful information. You don't want to be putting out crappy stuff. And I guess, you know, our practice magnifier number one, which is just be good at what you do first as a starting point. What if we're putting out stuff, we play the long game, what stats are we actually looking at to say, is this working or not? Not just are new patients calling up.
Right. Yeah. So if you're doing like a Facebook campaign, the main stats that I look at are my cost per lead. How much did it cost me to actually generate that lead? So if I spent $90 and I got one lead, then that lead was $90. If I got two leads and spent $90, I'm at $45 a lead. For healthcare professionals, I typically look to keep those leads under $30. That's what I know. I've got clients where we're generating $3 a lead. I've got others where we're generating $22 a lead. But like, you first look at how much is it costing me to get the, you know, to get the lead. And then what you want to do is then you want to figure out, okay, now out of those leads, how much did it cost me to get that person in the door? Because you may have spent, let's say, $100 and you got 10 leads. And so now you're at $10 a lead, but five of those people came in the door. So it cost you $50 to acquire that person as a new patient through the door. And what you want to do is you kind of want to figure out, you know, what are you willing to spend to get a new patient? Is it $50? Is it $100? Are you willing to spend $500? Because maybe you're doing like stem cells or something and you're getting $7,000 a case, you know? So those are a couple of things I would look at. And as far as the ad, you know, cost per lead and whatnot, I also look at, you know, what's my cost per click? What is it costing me every time somebody clicks on an ad? I also look at the relevance score on a Facebook ad, which is basically, it's an indicator of how relevant your content is to your audience. It goes from a scale of 1 to 10. So if you have an ad and it has like a 2 or a 3 relevance score, that's typically going to drive up the cost of your click. So instead of getting, you know, $1.50 a click or $1.20, you might be looking at $3-4 a click. If you're still okay spending that, that's fine. If the ad is converting, if you're getting leads from it, because I've seen low relevance scores, but, you know, high conversions. So you want to like look at those numbers together. But if you have a high relevance score, you're typically going to pay a lot less. And what it means is I put an ad in front of somebody, and let's say it's an ad on migraine headaches, and I put in certain detailed targeting, and I'm trying to target to people with migraines, and they're seeing that ad, and they're commenting, they're liking, they're sharing. And what that tells Facebook, okay, this ad is relevant to this audience, so we're going to reward him with a high relevance score, and we're going to lower his cost per click. But if I have that migraine video and I'm showing it to people, let's say that have back pain, that have, you know, or don't have any pain at all, or no migraines, nothing, it may not be relevant to them. And they're just like, well, I don't need that. You know, so they're not going to pay, they're not going to like, they're not going to share, they're not going to comment. That's going to cause your relevant score to go down and your ad cost to go up. So those are some metrics that I look at when I'm running an ad to determine whether or not I've got a winning ad or not.
Beautiful.
When you're advertising and you're doing condition specific stuff like you're talking about before, we've had some difficulty with Facebook accepting those with their advertising guidelines. You know, they don't like, you know, my three favorite stretches for those people with sciatica. You know, we need to take that away from it too. Have you had challenges, whether you're talking about migraines or those kind of things, getting that through Facebook, having to boosting?
I have not had any, so, and unless maybe it's a little bit different in Australia, I don't know, but like I have not had any issues with that at all. The main thing is to not, when you construct your ad, first of all, let me back up a little bit. First of all, you can get away with a lot more with video, just saying things in a video than you can in actual ad copy. So, but when you're writing your ad copy, you never want to make a reference to things like, you know, your migraines, or do you have migraines? Like, you don't want to talk about a person's personal attributes, but you can say things, or at least I can say things like, you know, three ways to get rid of migraines without taking medication. Like, I can put that in an ad and it's fine, because I'm talking about the subject matter of migraines and not the person actually having them. So the biggest thing is to kind of stay away from talking about their personal problems. You know, you don't want to say, like, you know, like I said, do you suffer with migraines? Just try to keep it more general and based around the actual condition versus the personal attribute of it.
Great. That's a great tip, because that's often where we get caught out by trying to call out the audience. Like, you know, hey, do you have sciatica? Are you frustrated? Are you this? Are you that? You know, here's three, you know, I'll shift that around and report back and see.
Great. And even just saying, like, are you frustrated? Right. So, like, that, this, yes. The fact that you're saying, are you? So if it's just like, you know, if you put migraines can be frustrating, it's more general and it's way more accepting by them.
Yeah. Got it.
Great tips.
Love that tip. Love it. Chris, you've just, I've got,
as always,
again, as I always do, pages of notes here for you, as well there too. So as we wrap things up, as well, if you were to kind of summarize a lot of what we talked about today and give our audience one thing for them to start when you're back in practice tomorrow or Monday, depending on what time they're listening to this, where should they begin this whole social media game? What should they start with first?
You know, I think, you know, there's a lot to be said about, you know, telling stories. You know what I mean? So, like, I think if they were to go back, you know, go into the office and go live and just even share, like, their personal story about why they do what they do, you know, and kind of use like an us versus them type of storyline, you know, like, I don't know, like, for, and again, you know, you might have, you guys are in Australia, you got an Australian market, it might be a little bit different, but, like, right now there's, like, this, in the United States, there's this huge opioid epidemic going on right now. I mean, it's just crazy. I just saw in the news yesterday that 1 in 3 doctors are prescribing opioids with no diagnosis. Like, just imagine that. They're giving people opioids just because they're coming, I'm in pain. They have no diagnosis for it. We don't know what's causing your pain here. Take an opioid. You know what I mean? So, like, 1 in 3 people are getting these drugs without really understanding what's even going on with them. So it's like this whole thing, like, if I were going to, like, do a video, I would do something like an open letter, right? So an open letter to the people of Frisco, Texas. You know, and just, like, and just do that. Like, this isn't, you know, get on video and just be like, so this is an open letter. This video is an open letter to the people of Frisco, Texas. You know, I've been seeing a lot of stuff in the news lately with this opioid epidemic, and it just absolutely breaks my heart, like, seeing families being torn apart. And, you know, recently there was a 17-year-old girl that died from because of her opioid addiction. And, you know, I've had enough. I've had enough, and I'm mad as hell about what's going on, because people don't understand where true health and healing are coming from. They don't understand that their body is the most amazing healing machine on planet Earth. And then just go in and just share your message. Like, I would do, like, a video like that and just pour your heart into it. It doesn't have to be scripted. Just pour your heart. Find something that you're fired up about. And share people what your mission is, and then do a call to action at the end of it. So, you know, if you're watching this video right now and you're in chronic pain, or you know somebody that's in chronic pain, please share this video with them, because this video could save their life. You know, just something like that. So that would, I think that would be, you know, I know I talk to a lot of chiropractors, obviously, and chiropractors are some of the most passionate, like, on purpose, mission-centered people on the planet. You know, we've got a big idea that we're trying to get out to the masses. And if you could just take a moment and share that in a live video, or if you don't even want to go live, do a pre-recorded video and upload it. You know, just do something simple like that. Let people know what you stand for and what you stand against.
Yeah.
Wow. If that's not a good place to wrap up, buddy, then I don't know what is. You always over deliver for us, and we appreciate every time that we do something with you, whether it's your program or our program. We love hanging out with you, and I'm sure there's going to be some people who want to hang out with you as well. Where do they get onto you? Where do they find you?
Yeah, so a great place is that if you want to, just go over to Facebook, type in Propaganda Marketing Machine, and that's my closed group, and that's a great place for us to connect. And when you get in there, just say hi, post on the wall, let me know that you're there. Like, I mean, I'll see like, oh, so-and-so is asking to join the group, and obviously I'm going to let you in, but say hi to me. Let's connect on Facebook. Another thing you could do is you could just send me a Facebook message. I actually get more messages now. I don't know if you guys are like this, but I get more messages now than I do emails. So that's where all my communication takes place, is on that platform. So just say hi to me through the messenger, you know, and join the group.
Yeah, sounds like a great place to go. Well, Chris Burfield, thank you so much for being on the Marketing Your Practice podcast. We love you. We appreciate you. We'll catch up next time. See you, mate. Hey guys, Tony here again, and what a great interview with Chris Burfield. He always gives us lots and lots and lots of things to implement, things to think about, a great mix of strategies and tactics. So you would have heard from Chris how much he loves live video and how important live video is for your social media marketing campaigns, and how it can really boost your engagement and make your whole social media campaigns feel a lot more worthwhile. So if you'd like a hand, if you aren't sure of the exact steps of how to go about it, from the simple things of how do I actually go live, to the more complex of how do I structure my live videos? What are the different parts that I should be including? What shouldn't I be including? How do I get over the fear of being live? All those things are answered in the Live Video Blueprint for Health Professionals. This is a program that Angus and I have put together. And you can see more at adiomedia.com/live. There's some more information about the course, but it's a step-by-step course that'll hold your hand to get you up and running doing live video. So if you want to stay ahead of the game and make sure that you're doing everything that you can do to have you positioned as an expert so that people want to come and see you, then you need to be doing live video. So jump over there to adiomedia.com/live. Now, when you put in the code word BURF, B-U-R-F, you'll get 50% off the Live Video Blueprint for Health Professionals. So go to adiomedia.com/live, enter the code BURF for 50% off. See you soon.